Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harry Simpson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Bill Glynn. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Early Wynn. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting third. The third baseman, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Sam Mealy. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bud Stewart. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Sam Dente. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Kennedy. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bill Kennedy. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first, with Kennedy covering, for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen takes first base on ball four. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rosen. The throw from Lawler and he is out, Fox applying the tag. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson strikes out. One out. Bill Glynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glynn is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Shurm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a line drive towards short. Boone reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn strikes out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dente scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dente scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy strikes out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Doby is called out on strikes. 1 out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0 for 1 in the game. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 1 in the game. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0 for 1 in the game. Glenn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stewart. Glenn reaches second base with a double. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Win is 0-1 in the game. Win strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-1 in the game. Stewart takes first base on ball 4. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-1 in the game. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente is 0-1 in the game. Dente hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-2 in the game. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mitchell moves to third. Avila moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Doby for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Rosen is walked intentionally. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-2 in the game. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mitchell scores. Avila scores. Rosen moves to third. It's 4-0, Indians. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-2 in the game. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dente fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Darryl Johnson pinch hits for Bill Kennedy. Darryl Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is called out on strikes. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Fox reaches second base with a double. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-2 in the game. Rivera strikes out. 2 outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luis Aloma now pitching. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 1-2 in the game, with a double. Glenn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-2 in the game. Hegan strikes out. 2 outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-2 in the game. Wynn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Mitchell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0-for-2 in the game. Mealy hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stewart hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Avila hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Doby hits a line drive towards first. Robinson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-0 in the game. With three walks. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-2 in the game. Lawler hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente is 0-for-2 in the game. Dente hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hector Rodriguez pinch hits for Luis Aloma. Hector Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fritz Dorisch now pitching. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dente scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-3 in the game. Simpson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Glynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Glynn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Simpson moves to third. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-3 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Simpson scores. Glynn moves to second. It's 5-0, Indians. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Glynn moves to third. Hegan moves to second. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Dorish. Glynn scores. Hegan moves to third. Wynn moves to second. It's 6-0, Indians. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dente misplays the ball. That's an error on Dente. Hegan scores. Wynn moves to third. It's 7-0, Indians. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-3 in the game. Rivera hits a pop-up towards first. Glynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into center field. Doby picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Doby. Minoso goes all the way around to score. Robinson moves to second. It's 7-1 Indians. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0-for-3 in the game. Mealy hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glynn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stewart for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.